Dev Goswami continued in the Ramyaka Varsha, where Vaivashvata Manu resides, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared. As Lord Matsya at the end of the last era, the Chakshusha Mandavantar, Vaivashvata Manu now worships Lord Matsya in pure devotional service and chants the following mantra. Text 25. It's not written here, but Om Namo Bhagavate Mukya Tamaya Namaha Sattvaya Pranayojashe Sahashe Bhalaya Maha Matsaya Nama Iti. Word for word. Om.
Om.
Om my Lord.
Om.
Namaha.
Namaha.
Respectful obeisances.
Bhagavate.
Unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mukya Tamaya, the first incarnation to appear. Namaha, my respectful obeisances. Sattvaya, unto the pure transcendence. Pranaya, the origin of life. Ojashe, the source of the potency of the senses. Sahase, the origin of all mental power. Balaya, the origin of bodily strength. Maha Matsyaya, unto the gigantic fish incarnation. Namaha, respectful obeisances. Iti, thus. Translation and prayer board by Srila Prabhupada. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is pure transcendence. He is the origin of all life, bodily strength, mental power, and sensory ability. Known as the Matsya Avatar, the gigantic fish incarnation, he appears first among all the incarnations. Again, I offer my obeisances unto him. Purport. Shri Jayadev Goswami sings, Pralaya payo didi jale dritavan ashibedam Bihita vahitra charitram akshedam Keshavadrita meena sharira Jai Jagadish Hare Jai Jagadish Hare Joy Jagadish Hare. Soon after the cosmic creation, the entire universe was inundated with water. At that time, Lord Krishna, Keshava, incarnated as a gigantic fish to protect the Vedas. Therefore, Manu addresses Lord Matsya as Mukya Tama, the first incarnation to appear. Fish are generally considered a mixture of modes of ignorance and passion. But we must understand that every incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is completely transcendental. There is never any deterioration of the Supreme Lord's original transcendental quality. Therefore, the word sattvaya is used here, meaning pure goodness on the transcendental platform. There are many incarnations of the Supreme Lord, Varaha Murti, the Lord Boar form, Korma Murti, the tortoise form, Hayagriva Murti, the form of a horse, and so on. Yet we should never think any of them material. They are always situated on the platform of Shuddha Sattva, pure transcendence, Mukam Karati Bachalam, Pangam Langayate Girim, Jat Kripa. Tamahambande Sri Guru Dinatarinam. So let's hear a little bit about this Matsya avatar as Prabhupada writes in the 8th canto. So this verse that we sang, Jayadev Goswami, that is the first verse of Das Avatar Stotra, the first verse. And this is the first incarnation, although in the Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 3, scheduled incarnations there, Matsya Avatar is listed as the 10th. Here, Prabhupada comments the first, and also the verse says the first. That's because it was way, 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 long, long, long time ago. Chakshusha Manvantara, a long, long, long time ago. So it's described, the two incarnations of Matsya Avatar. There were two incarnations. The same form appeared twice. At the end of Brahma's day, Brahma felt sleepy and he desired to lie down, and the Vedas were emanating from his mouth, and a great demon named Hayagriva stole the Vedic knowledge. So Lord Brahma, he's a great personality. He's a guna avatar. He's in charge of the mode of passion, supervisor. Bhashman jateshu shakaleshu nadeshu tejaha shiyam kiyat prakaya tabidatura brahma yadesha jagadanda vidharana karta govinda maripusham tamaham vajami. It's described that just, actually Lord Brahma is describing, that just as the sun reflects its potency, its illumination in gems, so in the same way these guna avatars, they reflect the potency of the Lord. And Brahma Yadesha Jagadanda Vidharana Karta, he's responsible for the activity, Vidharana Karta. He's actually the doer of the creation, Lord Brahma. Actually, some of these traditions, they worship Lord Brahma as God, Hiranyagarbha, worship this God form, creator. Worshipped in many places, Lord Brahma. Asia, all through Asia, all throughout Asia. So, when he rests, the Vedas emanate from his mouth. When we rest, all sorts of things dribble from the side of our cheek. But Lord Brahma, the Vedic knowledge emanates from his mouth. So the demon came, Hayagriva, he stole the Vedic knowledge. Sometimes the demons try to destroy the Sankirtan movement. Recently in Russia, the demons tried to ban Bhagavad Gita. Sometimes on Sankirtan, you're distributing books, and the demons will take books and then tear them up. They like to destroy the transcendental Vedic wisdom. So Hayagriva is a demon, he stole it. So because everything, Prabhupada comments, everything was inundated in water, so the Lord, he's very expert. He comes in the appropriate form. So he came in the form of a fish. Everything was inundated with water. So that was the first, and then he rescued the Vedas. That was the first time Matsya Avatar incarnated, as described by Jayadev Goswami in this Pralaya Payodi Jale, the water of devastation. And he came and appeared. So then he appeared again. Now there's some contention amongst the acharyas about this appearance. Shridhar Swami is saying that it's not at the end of every day of Lord Brahma that such an inundation appears. But Śrīla Viṣṇu Chakravarti Thakur and Śrīla Jīva Goswami and Śrīla Rūpa Goswami, they say that after every day of Lord Brahma, there is this inundation. And in any case, Prabhupada comments that actually this second inundation was created simply because the Lord wanted to show special favor to such a brata, a devotee of the Lord, in this particular period. So he wanted to incarnate in the fish incarnation. So for this purpose, to reciprocate with his mood of the devotee, he made the inundation. Pretty major reciprocation. So, This king, Satyabrata, this is described in Bhagavatam, 8th canto. It's a very interesting story. Please listen attentively. He was doing austerities, just drinking water, Satyabrata, Raj. So once he was taking water, offering oblations to the river, Kattamala River, and in the palm of his hand he saw a small fish. And the fish appealed to him with an appealing voice. The poor small fish said, "Oh dear king, why are you throwing me back in the water where there are other aquatics who can kill me? I am very much afraid of them." The king, he took mercy on the fish and placed the fish in a jug of water. And then one night the fish grew so big he couldn't move in the jug, filled it completely. He spoke to the king. He said, "I do not like living in a water pot with such difficulty. Therefore, please find some bigger reservoir where I can live comfortably." So the king put the fish in a large well. And then he grew within moments, bigger than the well could contain. So the king threw him into a big lake. And then the fish said, he assumed a gigantic form in the lake, and he couldn't even fit in the lake. And he said to the king, "Oh king, I am a large aquatic, and this water is not at all suitable for me. Kindly find some way to save me." So he went to the ocean. He was going to throw him in the ocean. And whilst being thrown into the ocean, the fish said, "Oh, King Satyabrata, in this water there are very powerful and dangerous sharks that will eat me. Therefore, you should not throw me in this place." So after hearing this, the king, he was bewildered. And he said, "Dear sir, please tell me, who are you?" So then the personality of Godhead explained, and he said, "You must be no ordinary fish can do this. Put me in the jug, put me in the lake, put me in the pot, and then don't throw me in the sea, I'll get eaten by the sharks. No ordinary fish can behave like this. You must be the Supreme Personality of Godhead." I said, "Yes." I said, "Now let me explain to you what's going to happen. In a week's time, there's going to be a big inundation." Everything, the pralaya, nidhi, jol, Bristi, now some Bristi is there, but big pralaya, like columns, like elephant legs, pouring water, filling up the whole universe. Triloka, this tapaloka pujanta, this right full up, whole universe. There will be. So he said, "At that time, you will see a boat, and you should get on the boat." And he says, "You should collect all of the creepers and the herbs and the saintly Brahmins, and then I will save you from this devastating disaster, crisis." So, as it was predicted by the Lord, the universe inundated with water, so much rain. And then Satyabrata Muni, he gathered all the herbs. Sounds like a familiar story, doesn't it? Yeah. But Prabhupada doesn't comment anything about that. There's another seminar, we'll talk about that. But anyway, he gathered all the herbs and the creepers and the saintly persons and got aboard the boat, different species. And then they're on the boat, and then a large golden fish appeared on the water of devastation. You see the picture of Matsya Avatar is golden, a golden fish, not a goldfish, but huge. A golden form, beautiful, attractive, golden form, golden fish. And the fish had one horn. You know how long the horn was? 8 million miles. Pretty big fish, pretty big horn. Actually these forms, Prabhupada's commenting that the Lord appears in these unusual forms, this Leela avatar, and these Das avatar stotras, the Leela avatars. The Lord assumes these forms just to do Leela, swim in the ocean and save the devotees, like fun and games. Leela, he's enjoying in this way. So it's not like a fish that, you know, like smelly, and it's completely transcendental. He can appear in any form. The impersonalists, they have this idea that actually it comes from the bit of gyan, because they think, well, there's so many, you know, different forms, there's so many ideas, concepts of God, so many different forms of God, and in the different civilizations they worship God, they have this conception. Mostly civilized people have this conception, so we need a God that can fit into all these conceptions. Because you can't say, no, you haven't got God. Yeah, they've got some connection. So God must be able to fit in all these conceptions. So therefore, he must be ultimately a niraka, formless. And actually, this is why these people, Vivekananda, became popular, because this was actually, this philosophy that could be accepted when he went to the West. Yeah, your God is my God, their God is all God, all God, your God, everyone, Chagal, Bhagavan, is all God. Because that's very, then everything goes. Any God is God. Any conception of God, that's God. But that actually doesn't hold fast with what Krishna teaches in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says there that Dharma Shaglani Bhavati. Adbhut Adam Adharmasha. Adbhut means rising, Adharma. Adbhutanam Adharmasya means that not everything is correct. Some things are Adharma. You see, if it's any conception is correct, that's not what Krishna says. He says some conceptions are not correct. And Dharma Sangstarpana, to correct the misunderstandings, I appear Sambhavami, Juge Juge, regularly. So it's not that everything is correct. Some things are incorrect, and the Lord personally appears to rectify those misconceptions. So this is not correct. Everything is God. Doesn't hold fast with what Krishna teaches in Bhagavad Gita. Some things are not God. Some things are incorrect conceptions, and Krishna appears to clarify that. Dharma Sangh, Stapon, establish what is correct. Stapon, firmly establish what is correct. So he can assume any form to do that, and he does it in different ways. Just like I like that story when Barahadev, Prabhupada mentions Barahadev in the purport. Barahadev appeared, he's the form of a hog. Yeah, pretty obnoxious, you know, being these hogs, smelly. You smell them a mile away. And the people that look after the pigs, they smell. So the Lord appeared in the form of the hog, because then the pretty bhumi had fallen into the mud. And so the hog is good for going into the mud and scooping up. So you assume the best form, the hog form. And then it's described he came out of the water, the Garbha ocean, and all the sages and demigods were viewing the spectacle. And when he came out of the ocean, he shook himself, you know, like... You see the dogs, when they come out of the water, they shake themselves and everywhere it goes. So if you take your bath and then you're standing on the bank of the Ganga and the dog comes out and shakes itself. Again, you have to take bath. Although, anyway, Ganga Jol, but... So you can imagine that. So he came out of the Garbha ocean, the boy shook himself, and Abhishek. All the sages and rishis were sprinkled with the Abhishek, the Charanamrita. This is the Lord smiling as he's giving the Abhishek, purifying. And it's that Vina Mahapada Rajobhishekam Niskinchinanam Na Pranita Yavat. You have to completely submerge, completely cover yourself. Vina Pada Rajobhishekam with the dust of a great Vaishnava. That's the only way you can get purified. So the Lord's purifying all the sages. So these are transcendental forms. Similarly, the fish, completely transcendental, worshipable forms. Sometimes you can see worship of the Matsya avatar, incarnation of the Lord. So then, he... Actually, he preached... Yeah, he preached to Satyavrata Muni and all the sages. He, the fish, Matsya avatar, He also instructed them in Atma Tattva and Sanatana Dharma, and enlightened all the sages while they were on the back of the boat that was hooked onto his horn, which is 8 million miles long, as he's saving them. So this Satyavrata Muni, in the next birth, he became Vaivashvatamanu. So, and this incident appeared at the end of the Chakshusha Manu and the beginning of the Vaivashvata Manu. So it says in the Bhagavatam that at the end of the chapter, chapter 24 of Canto 8, it says there that this story concerning the great king Satyavrata and the fish incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, is a great transcendental narration. Anyone who hears it is delivered from the reactions of sinful life. And the next verse says, anyone who narrates this description of the Matsya incarnation and the king, Satyavrata, will certainly have all his ambitions fulfilled, and he will undoubtedly return back home, back to Godhead. Go, Premanandi! Thank you. Now, today also happens to be the most auspicious disappearance day of Srivas Thakur. Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Surupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakti Shaktikam. So we worship Srivas Thakur. He's one of the members of the Panchatattva. Bhakta Avatar, Bhakta Rupa is Mahaprabhu. Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupam is Mahaprabhu. Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam is the first manifestation, the internal Swarup. Nityananda Prabhu Bhakta Avataram. Avataram is the incarnation of Mahavishnu. That's Advaita Acharya. Bhaktakyam, the incarnation of a devotee. Bhaktakyam is, Bhaktakyam means is called Bhakta. Bhaktakyam Srivas Thakur. Bhakti Shaktikam is Garadha Pandit. This is Panchatattva, five features of the Supreme Absolute Truth in the Panchatattva that we worship, and is actually the most worshipable Ishta Devata of the of our movement. You will notice that when Prabhupada first went to San Francisco, New York City, and was worshipping, the first worship Prabhupada performed in the Western countries in New York was to Panchatattva. Prabhupada had the picture of Panchatattva, and he kept in the temple and offered the bhoga and did the kirtan to the picture of the Panchatattva. Actually, Panchatattva is the essential deity in our worship, because all of the forms of the Lord are there in the Panchatattva. Radha Krishna, Nityananda, every Advaita Acharya. So Panchatattva on all our altars, the essential, ultimate. And here we're building a temple of Panchatattva. Radha Madhavashtra Saki Sri Ram Mayapur Dham Ki. Prabhupada wanted this Panchatattva to be worshipped in Sridhar Mayapur. Only worshipped a few places in the world. Here, Mayapur, Panchatattva, Honolulu, yeah, Hawaii, California, oh, Laguna Beach, and somewhere else.
Hawaii.
Yeah, Laguna Beach and Hawaii. And actually, there's a few old temples in Bengal of Panchatattva. In Dhaka, we have the temple there. As it's got the Panchatattva and Radha Govinda, you'll see some old temples of Panchatattva in Bengal from Gaudiya Math and beyond, and prior. So from Chaitanya Charitamrita, a little bit of information about Srivas Thakur. Srivas Thakur, the two brothers, Srivas Pandit and Sri Ram Pandit, started two branches that are well known in the world. So Srivas Thakur, there were four brothers. Sri Ram, Srivas Pandit, and the others were Sripat and Srinidhi. Four brothers. In the Gaura Ganadesh Deepika, Srivas Pandit, Srivas Thakur is described as an incarnation of Narad Muni. And Sri Ram Pandit, his younger brother, is an incarnation of Parvata Muni. Narad Muni's friend was Parvata Muni. They went and delivered the hunter Mrigari with Parvata Muni. Srivas Pandit's wife, Malini, is a celebrated incarnation of the nurse Ambika, who fed Lord Krishna with their breast milk. And, as already noted, his niece, Narayani, the mother of Thakur Brindavan Das, the author of Chaitanya Bhagavat, was the sister of Ambika. So Malini was Ambika, and her sister was Narayani, Srivas Thakur's niece. There's a nice story there that there's so many lilas about Srivas Thakur. So actually, a few are coming to mind. The devotees were doing Sankirtan, and then all the Hindus were complaining. We'd never heard this before. There's all this loud chanting. Okay, on a codicil din, you can do the silent murmuring or when you're taking Ganga Snan. But all this night time, we're not getting any sleep. And now is the Shayan, Lord Vishnu is in the Shayan, Chaturmasya. This chant, loud chanting will disturb him. All of our wealth and opulence of the village will be destroyed because of this offense. Let's call the Kaji, let's call the soldiers. And one man said, actually, I knew this would happen. It's all, this Nimai, you know, he was a good boy. But when he got influenced by that Srivas, he went crazy. And now they're all got strong and they're doing this Sankirtan. I told you years ago we should have thrown Srivas and all his family members into the Ganga. Now you didn't follow my advice. Now look what problem we're facing. The king's soldiers are coming. They're going to arrest all of us. They've heard the complaint, the Sankirtan. They're going to arrest all of us. We'll all be put in the same prison, or whole village. We should get rid of Srivas now. Kill him tonight before the soldiers get here. All this was going on. So Srivas was worshipping Lord Nrsingadev, his temple. There's a bit of a tension. So actually this was the time that Mahaprabhu first revealed his opulence to Srivas Thakur. Up to this point, Mahaprabhu, he was a devotee, Bhakta Rupa. He wasn't actually demonstrating his opulence, Aisharya Bhav, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So then the devotees were kind of thinking, you know, who is this special? He's such a special soul. You know? But a few devotees, you know, of course, they're eternal associates, but the lila going on. So Mahaprabhu, he storms to the house of Srivas and he kicked the door. He's kicking the door. Bang, bang, bang. Srivas, who are you worshipping in there? What are you doing in there? Don't you know the person you are calling for, the person you are worshipping? I'm standing here. What are you doing in there? Open the door. Mahaprabhu is there. I'm the person that you're worshipping. I'm the person. I will protect you. And he says, you're worried, Srivas, that this Kaza, this king's soldiers will come and arrest you. Let me tell you what will happen. And when they come, he said, first of all, as a super soul, I will just order them to get back in the boats and go back. And if they exercise their independence and decide not to follow the inclination of the super soul, then I will be the first to get in the boat and I will go back there to actually Malda. Where in Malda? This Gaur, where the capital was. They came down the Ganga on the boats. So I will go back there to the capital. And I will go there and then I will tell him to call all of the his Muslim clerics. Fakirs they're called, you know, and I will tell him that you call all the animals and you get the Muslim clerics, you make the animal, you ask your Muslim clerics to make the animals, the elephants, the tigers, the horses, to cry and sing and dance in ecstasy of love of God. And Mahaprabhu says, now when these clerics are unable to do that, then I will say, look, you are taking advice from these persons who have no spiritual potency. Just see what I can do, Mahaprabhu said. And then I will take the elephants, I will take the tigers, I will take the horses, and I will make them fall on the ground and cry, and tears will flow from their eyes, and they will scream, and they will call out in love the name of God, and Krishna. And Srivas said to, Mahaprabhu said to Srivas, he says, Srivas, you doubt me? You doubt that I can do this? And then he looked, Srivas didn't reply. But Mahaprabhu looked at his niece, Srivas's niece was standing there, Narayani. And immediately he glanced at her and he said, chant Hare Krishna. Immediately Narayani fell on the ground. She's experiencing astasattvika bhav, prem, tears flowing from her eyes. She's chanting Krishna, 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 full, blossoming, prem, Krishna prem, just like that. No sadhana. This is called kripa siddha. No sadhana, no japa, no brata, no puja. Just like that, by the desire of the Lord. The Lord can give. It's called kripa siddha. Kripa siddhi. Also, the empowered Vaishnava can give. So this is, and then Shiva called all the family members and all the paraphernalia he'd collected for worshipping him, and they worshipped the Lord. Began worshipping. And then, one day Mahaprabhu said to the devotees, "Brothers, we're wasting so much time at night sleeping." The devotees said, yeah. Mahaprabhu said, "From now on, nighttime, we will all night do kirtan in the house of Subhastaka. We can go and visit. Sometimes you go and visit Shiva's Angan, one of the places where Mahaprabhu is eternally manifest. Shiva's Angan and Raghava Pandit's house in Shantipur, and wherever Lord Nityananda dances. The Shiva's Angan, Mahaprabhu is always manifest there. And the devotees would do kirtan all night. And Nityananda Prabhu and Sriman Mahaprabhu would dance. So much elaborate description is there. The different transformations. It's confidential. Goloketa Premadan Harinama Shankirtan Ratina Jan Milo Kinotan. Goloketa Prem. All of the confidential moods and bhav of Goloka. There's this Gopi bhav. Gopi Prem. Radha Prem is manifest. Goloketa Premadan Harinama Shankirtan is manifest in the Sankirtan performance of Mahaprabhu and his associates. They're relishing the mood of Vrindavan, of Braja Prem in the kirtan. This is the mood of the kirtan. And Mahaprabhu, Juga Dharma Pravatana, Kali Juga, what is that? Kali Juga, Kali Juga, Namena Procha Totilagi Pita Vana Chaitanya Avatar. Namada Prachar. He's come to distribute that. Distribute freely. Radha Krishna Bol Bol Bolare Shabai. Ishika Niya Shab Nadiya Fichi Neche Gornita Neche. This is how they're preaching. They're just freely freely distributing this mood, this bhav of the Sankirtan Rasa of the Braja Prem. They're distributing freely. Bolare Shabai. Javadi Javadi Mantra Korele Pagal. He said to Ishwarapuri, "Kiba mantra dilo gosha, kiba tarbo. What is the power of this mantra you're giving me? Japadi japadi mantra karele pagal. Become a madman." So this madman, he's not discriminating who's qualified, who's not qualified. He's lost his sense of discrimination. He's just giving it. Take Radha Krishna Bol, Bolare Shabai. So this Sankirtan mission, it is inaugurated in the house of Srivast Thakur. It began there. Such a glorious place. And the doors were closed. And there's various incidents. Like one Brahmin, he was like so envious. Every night they're closing the doors. What are they doing in there? They're calling all of the young girls of the village, and then they're intoxicating them with all types of intoxicating beverages, and then doing all sorts of irreligious things with them. "Let me in. I want to see this. What are you doing in there?" And the doors were closed. Next day at the Ganga, Mahaprabhu was there taking bath, and that Brahmin said, "You're not letting me in? What is going on? These closed behind doors, this what you're doing, this anushtan, this functioning, you're not letting me. I curse you. You'll be bereft of material enjoyment." Mahaprabhu said, "Joy, joy, ashirvad, special blessings." It's described that because of the Mahaprabhu, but in order to show the power of the Brahman's word, he accepted sannyas. Just to show the power of a Brahman's word. "I curse you, you will be bereft of material enjoyment." So to show the power of that Brahman's word, he accepted sannyas. And then there was another one, Gopal Chapal. He wanted to also enter the kirtan at night. And he was envious. They weren't letting him in. So he thought, I will defame Srivast Thakur. They will come chasing after me and give me all respect. So one night he arranged outside the door of Srivas Angan the articles of worship of Mother Bhavani, Durga, Kali. And he arranged there a leaf plate and red vermilion for worship of Bhadra Ma, and the wine and other items of puja, flowers, agarbatti. He put all there outside the door. He said, now all of this respect given to this Srivas Thakur will be vanquished. So the next morning Srivas Thakur opens up, he sees all this paraphernalia. Srivas immediately calls all of the respectable people in the area and says, just see how degraded I am. It's not that like what we would do. Oh, quick, get rid of this. Somebody may come and see. I'll be in big trouble. Someone comes and visit her to our house. Whatever you do, don't let them open the fridge. You can get a fridge with a lock on it, you know. In India, they get the fridge with a lock. Don't open the fridge. What's in your fridge? So anyway, Srivas, he says, call all of the respect. Just see. He's saying humility. Just see what low class person I am. And then they all came and they're all embarrassed. Maharshi, please let us clean this up. They knew immediately someone doing this. And that Brahmin, Gopal Chappal, 3 days later, he was inflicted with leprosy. And he was suffering like anything. Pus and oozing from his skin, and pain and bugs were eating away, and everything, like smell, fingers dropping off. Such a painful situation for many years. And then he saw one day Mahaprabhu on the bank of the Ganga, and he called out, Putit Bhavan, you came to deliver the most fallen. Look at my wretched condition. You deliver me, be merciful. You are the most merciful. Tuma bina ke doyalu. Who is as merciful? You are the most merciful. No one is merciful. Please deliver me. Mahaprabhu's reply, I will not deliver you, you sinful wretch. I will see you rot like this for millions of birds. Because you offended my pure devotee, Srivas Thakur. Just see how careful we have to be in dealing with the devotees of the Lord. Anyway, he said, only if you get the mercy of Srivas Thakur can you be delivered. So he went, and naturally Srivas Thakur forgave him. There are other incidents. Srivas Thakur also thrown out of the Vidya pit of Devananda Pandit, who was reciting Bhagavatam. And he was there, Srivas Thakur was listening with rapt attention, relishing the Bhagavat Katha. And he became overwhelmed. Bhav Abhibhuta Mudha. He became overwhelmed with the feelings of love. And he became a little lost control, collapsed. And all the students, they saw that. Who is this disturbing Pandit Maharaj's class? They threw him out onto the street. And Srivas Thakur came back to his consciousness and then went home. But Mahaprabhu, eventually this Devananda Pandit was delivered of the offense. Mahaprabhu said, you were there, you didn't stop them. You didn't do it, but you didn't prevent them. You are the offender. You are equally recipient of the offense. You didn't stop them. Like Bhishma and Dhritarashtra. They didn't actually insult Draupadi, but they didn't prevent it. So they had to, whole dynasty was destroyed. Bhishma killed by Krishna. Dhritarashtra lost all because they didn't prevent it. So Devananda Pandit, eventually he was delivered. What's that place called? Aparad? Aparad Banjapuriyapad, this Kola Deep. You can go there, that place. One brahmacharya, Srivas Thakur, he was kind of like a gentle soul. So one time he led his mother-in-law into the kirtan in a basket, his mother-in-law. And Mahaprabhu stopped the kirtan. I'm not feeling the rasa. Someone who was there, and they looked and they found her in the basket. Well, he didn't. She was in there, and Srivas Thakur threw her out. He didn't let her in there. But there was one brahmachari who is, this is not a statement about mother-in-laws, this is just a statement about the proper approach. You cannot sneak in. You cannot sneak in to the Gaura Lila. You cannot sneak your way in. You have to become purified through seva, through serving the Lord. Then you can enter. When you're purified, you can't sneak in. That's the message. So there was one brahmachari, he only ate milk, he only drank milk and fruit. Only drank milk and fruit. He was so austere, brahmachari. And Srivas Pandit was singing, this brahmachari is so pure, so strict. He wants to see the Sankirtan, so okay, we'll let him in. Yeah, he's pure. We'll let him into the Sankirtan open. And he was kind of in there hiding behind the curtain. And then Mahaprabhu, they're doing the kirtan. The kirtan of Mahaprabhu and Sri Basangan, that's all of these demonstrations of the bhav. Sometimes Mahaprabhu's body would become so hot. They would put the sandalwood pulp, immediately it would dry and evaporate and crackle. Like you put when water drops into the hot ghee. The wet sandalwood pulp on Mahaprabhu's forehead, his body was so hot. And sometimes he would float, his body would become so light, he would float around above the devotees like a feather. And other times his body becomes so heavy, it would crash on the ground. Boom! And the whole of the earth would shake like a Maha earthquake. And Satchimata said, oh, all my pious activities, you just, I offer them, you please, when Nimai crashes to the ground, that he won't do any damage to his body. I offer all my pious activities, you give me this benediction. Mahaprabhu was chanting so loud, the kirtan, he would roar like a lion roaring. And all like shatter the eardrums. But somehow he protected the eardrums of the devotees. So these intoxicating, these exalted, confidential, exquisite Sankirtan pastimes, this brahmachari wanted to see. Mahaprabhu, they were doing the kirtan. Mahaprabhu, stop the kirtan. I'm not feeling the bhav. I'm not feeling the ecstasy. There is somebody here who is not meant to be here. And Subhas Thakur, this one brahmachari only drinks milk and eats fruit. Mahaprabhu said, what? You think just by drinking milk you can see me? Get rid of him. Get out of here. Natapasha. Not by austerity. Natapasha. Not by austerity. And unachieved. Na sadaya dimam yogam, na sankyam dharma udava, na sadya shastapas tyago, chatura bhakti mamujita. I cannot be conquered by any of these things. Study of the Veda, na sadaya mam yoga, by yog. Na sadya, no, by study. Na tyag, sannyas. Na tapa, austerity, chatura bhakti mamujita. As much as I can be conquered by one who serves me with love, who loves me. Chatur bhakti, what is that love? Patram, pushpam, palam, toyam, yomi bhakta, prayachati, bhakti paritam, ashnami. I will become conquered when you offer me with love. So Mahaprabhu was teaching. So anyway, that brahmachari, he appreciated the chastisement that was given and the lesson that Mahaprabhu gave. He appreciated. So Mahaprabhu was merciful on him and then he became a devotee. So actually, Srivas, being a... the son of Srivas Thakur died one night in the kirtan. just try to consider the devotion of Srivas Thakur. Mahaprabhu is doing the kirtan at night in the house. His son dies and he says, get your gora dog and eat. And just let's not disturb Mahaprabhu in the kirtan. Can you imagine such a thing? There's only a little incident. A son died. Just don't worry about it. Just leave him there. Let's carry on with the kirtan. Don't want to disturb Mahaprabhu's kirtan. Amazing. So it's beyond the concept of the body and material existence. Completely transcendental. And then when Mahaprabhu, after the kirtan finished in awe, they said, oh, actually Subhas Thakur's son left the body a few hours ago, but we didn't want to disturb him. Mahaprabhu said, what? Just bring me in. Mahaprabhu said, what are you doing? He sat up and said, I'm leaving. I've been here, my time of residence as the son of Subhas Thakur has come to an end, and now I'm leaving. We carry on many bodies. He gave some transcendental Gita Upadesh. Tata dehantara prapti, didas tatra namuyati. You shouldn't be disturbed by this. I'm passing on to my next body. And then again left. So one time Mahaprabhu said to Subhas Pandit, how are you maintaining yourself? Well, we don't see you doing any job. You know what Sivas Thakur's job was? Going to the office, software programming. We're going to the shop, nothing, no mention, who knows? So Mahaprabhu said, how are you maintaining yourself? All the time you're doing kirtan all night, this. Actually, he said to Sivananda Sen, Mahaprabhu said, told Sivananda Sen to look after the financial affairs of Sivas Pandit, isn't it? Manage, because he can't manage his family affairs. Srivas said, I simply clapped his hand three times. Mahaprabhu said, what is this? Srivas said, that's it. He said, if no food comes today, again tomorrow, clap my hands three times. Now 3 days, if no food is there, I'll throw myself in the Ganga. But food will be there, because you will maintain me. I know. You will not yet let your devotee starve. Mahaprabhu's crying, hearing this. Such conviction. Ananyash chintayantumam yejana payupashate tesham nitta abhyuktanam yogakshemam bahamiham. Ananyas, without any other thought. Ananna, no other thought. Ananyash chintayantumam, they're only thinking of me and serving me. Ananyash chintayantumam. Ananyash chintayantumam nitta abhyuktanam tesham. Nitta abhyuktanam. Ye jana payupashate. Ye jana payupashate. Upashana. Those who worship me like that. Everything for me. Ananya chinta. No other thought about anything else. Nitta abhyuktanam. Constantly engaged in that way. Yoga kshemam bahami aham. I become their servant. I become their maintainer. I carry everything. I carry what they need. I personally carry it. Provide. Krishna says that Srivas Thakur had such conviction in this principle. He just didn't worry about maintaining. And the Lord becomes obliged. The Lord maintains such a devotee. How do we know? Mahaprabhu said, let me tell you, Srivas, even Lakshmi Devi herself, the goddess of fortune, may become impoverished and become a beggar and have to go door to door begging. Even Lakshmi Devi, that may happen, but you will never be hungry. You will never have any shortage in your house. Trust me. This is my pratigya to you. This is my word to you. You have captured me. You have purchased me by your ananya cheta, by your ananya chinta, ye jana payupash, by worshipping me with such devotion, with such dedication, with such commitment, with such absorption. This is what I want. Manmana, bhava mad bhakta, madhyaji, manmana. So Subhas Thakur, an ideal grihastha. Ideal grihastha. It's actually interesting that Mahaprabhu began the Sankirtan mission in the house of the Grihastha Srivas Thakur. He began the Sankirtan movement. This is reflecting some of the concepts, some of the components, some of the fundamental truths of Mahaprabhu's mission. Grihe bhavane te take ha gauranga bole dake Narottama mage tarashanga. Narottama mage tarashanga. Narottama wants to associate with anybody. Grihe babone te take. You live in your house or you live in the forest. Hagoranga bole dake. Just call out the name of Go. Narottama mage tarashanga. Narottama wants to associate with such a devotee. So Mahaprabhu, he started his Sankirtan mission in the house of the Grihastha, Srivas Thakur. To show, he didn't go to the monastery or to the Vidyalaya where the pandits were. He preached later, but the essence of the Sankirtan mission was started in the house of the Grihastha. This is for everybody. This is the Yuga Dharma for Kali Yuga. Where Patit Pavan, he's come to deliver everybody. Patit Pavan, Hetu, for that reason. Actually, when I reflect on the preaching of our devotees in these deshas, Balaram Desh, Mathura Desh, Damodar Desh, Avatari Desh, this place, we don't mention, but you know where it is. There's all grihastas. There's no temple. I mean, there's one temple there, Balaram Desh, but it's a small little place. No brahmachari, resident temple devotees. No temple, as we say, temple devotees. No temple devotees. No resident ashram brahmacharis, no sannyasis. A thousands of devotees there. There's all grihastas preaching. Bhakti Brika. In the house. You preach in your own home. In your own home. Jari Deka, Tarikaha, Krishna Ubir, Amar Agya Guru Hoy, Tare Desh, Mahabhu, ordering everybody in every house. You become guru. It's not so difficult. You teach people to chant Hare Krishna, Srivas Thakur. Take inspirations from Srivas Thakur, eternal associate of a great preacher, great devotee, Mahabhu's dear associate. Srivas Thakur, Shubhar, Tirubhat Titi Mahochav Ghi. Actually, I don't know much detail about the disappearance. I don't really hear about his disappearance. Today, Disappearance Day. Appearance is this, Srihatta, this in Bangladesh. Silet, we have the place. Srivas Thakur's birthplace, we have. First time I went there 15 years ago, we didn't have. It was just a house that people didn't even know. Can you imagine? The people owned the property, they didn't even know who Srivas Thakur. In the back there was just a little shrine. And all the Vaishnav, the elderly, they knew this is the place from generations. This is the place, Srivas Thakur's birthplace. His family were there. That property, that land. The people there, they were Buddhist people. I didn't even know it was Srivas Thakur. But they always, the ISKCON devotees would come visit, and they would let us do worship there and everything. And then they sold the place to ISKCON. So we have the birthplace of Srivas Thakur, and we have six brahmacharis living there. You can visit sometime, you'll be purified. Srivas Thakur Mahashayaki, Shira Prabhupada Ki, Gopremanandi.